following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Sound, camera, and action.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and whole-ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre's solo album, The Handicap Circus. And I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's on the map.
Man. I got a fucking rash. That's all I gotta say. What's up, everybody? Thank you for joining the special Lit House edition of the Madhouse. Jupe just quit. I didn't even see Jupe was on, man. God damn. Yeah. Hang on, everybody. Hang on. Okay, first of all, I am on PCU. I know that much. Technofrag, Venison's asking about that in the chat room now. Yeah, I want to be on Technofrag, but I think Katie Case is a little too drunk right now to be able to to execute that maneuver and getting me streamed over there. So, since I don't have access to Technofrag, I don't think it's going to be happening. I wish it did, but we'll see if we come up on there. But it's just going to sound the same. It'll sound just as good as listening to me on here, because the sound quality won't be as good as KDK gets, because he has direct access to the Technofrag server. And I'm looking for my lighter, because I've got a nice, freshly packed bowl of Crip, and I can't find a lighter to light it with, and we have a fucking crisis. Anyway, it is September 11th, just short of 2 a.m., it's now 1:58 Eastern. And we're doing a special edition of the Madhouse. I'm sorry it took me so long to get back and running, but I had to reboot. Lonesome Loser, who was providing me with a lot of phone numbers, needs to resend everything he sent me before, because I had to reboot. Anyway, so I'll get prank calls going here as soon as Lonesome can resend that stuff to me. Anyway, in the meantime, if you'd like to join the show, by all means, please do. You can call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. You can call in and be live on the show. You can even do a prank call with me, or just pretty much just shoot the shit. I'll be here as long as I can stay up. It's at 2 o'clock now, hopefully an hour, hour and a half. If the show goes good, sometimes I can go even longer, you know. So, people like DTT, I think that they are listening to the Technofrag server as of yet. Looks like Venison's going to hook everybody up and get us simulcasted on Technofrag, so that's good. Other than that, I'm going to go ahead and attempt to get my boy Milkman here, who normally co-hosts a show with me, via satellite, and see if we can connect him in without any audio trouble. If not, I promise I won't keep trying to connect him like I did last Thursday. We'll just give him a few shots, and if technology doesn't work, then we're not going to push it. Hang on, everybody. Oh, God, that's so loud. Bam, bam, bam. Milkman. Yo.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Milkman. Okay, that's not gonna work. We'll have to retry that later. For now, we're just gonna do a solo show here. But, no, by all means, it's not solo, because everybody can call in. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. Master. Yeah, I'm getting a bunch of files here from Prankmaster. I don't know what that's all about. Let's go ahead and give those a look. See you here in a second. Bam. And I want to give a shout out to my big to my boy Miz. Misery from Sin Clans is in the house, inside the chat room. He's joining up. He is a good friend of mine for quite some time now. And by all means, everybody, give him a shout out in the chat room. Misery, you're most welcome here in the Madhouse. So thank you for joining in. take a look at what I've got available here for numbers. I'll get you guys... We've got an Al and a Marie Capone in Massachusetts. These are older confirmed ones, though. Seymour and Florian Sandick. Got Stanley Sandick. Carl Thuge. Samuel Fuggy. A black guy answered at 9:39 p.m. in Brockton, Massachusetts. Samuel Fuggy. There's that Walter Disney guy I wanted to call. Let me see if we get Samuel Fuggy, a black man who answered in Massachusetts, to call, because black people are very hard and to come across as far as ability to prank call goes. So I'm going to try to give him a call. Let me get over here real quick and play some more music while I get that set up, everybody. It's 2:02, and we're coming in with your first prank call of the special edition Madhouse for September 11th. Be right back in just a second. Thank you. You're in the madhouse. Hey, what's up, man?
What's up? It's screaming me. Jesus Christ.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up? What's good?
You busy right now or what?
No, we're on
the... What's the delay on the stream?
On the stream right now? Where are you listening at right now?
I'm in Calgary, Canada. It's like, I don't know, 5 hours from L.A.
Well, I know that, but I mean, what stream are you listening to? The PCU or the Technofrag?
PCU, man.
PCU? Yeah, we're on in PCU. I don't know. What do you mean? What's up with the stream? You can't hear it, or?
Well, no, I can hear it, but what's the delay? Like, I'm hearing through the internet, you know? Like, I'm listening to it and whatnot, but I'm wondering what kind of delay I'm hearing it from.
Yeah, there's a delay, but I'm on delay. Like, it's like it depends on your computer how bad the delay is.
Oh no, I'm hearing it now.
Yeah.
That's like a 10-second delay, man.
Yeah, you gotta turn that down or we'll get all confused and shit.
Yeah, we're cool. We're
yeah,
cool.
It's cool.
Don't worry
cool.
about that.
Yeah, Kitty Cam, I'm showing in the chat room. Kitty Cam just passed out. Anyway, man. So what's up? You wanna do a call or I've got a bunch of numbers here that are coming through.
Whatever you want, man. Let's give her. Fuck it.
Let's see here.
Balls out, man.
All right. I got a badass coffee here. In Alaska.
A coffee?
It's some place called Badass Coffee.
Oh, no, we have that shit up here in, like, Calgary. That's stupid, man. It's like a franchise that went under.
Is it really?
Don't bother with that shit.
Really? I never heard of Badass Coffee before, really. So they
spread out... Yeah, no, there's a fucking, like, picture of a donkey in the middle of it all. It's not even worth it. They're just... You know.
That sounds like a bunch of ass.
Fucking yuppie idiots. Don't even worry about that.
Alright, well, fuck that then. Alright, man. What else I got to
do? Yeah, that's a downer, but
right, okay,
I'm just right. Giving you the truth, man.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. I got a Nelson M. Shitto. Shito is his name, Shitto. And he picked up about a half hour ago.
A half hour?
Yeah, about a half hour ago, so he's probably still up. Less than a half hour ago. So he's
Let me think about the Shitto. I don't really... Where can you go with Shitto that he hasn't already heard before?
Yeah, well, I mean...
You know?
All right, well, you tell me. I can get rid of you shit.
you keep feeding him and I'll
right.
make it happen.
All right, well, we got Carl Puhina in Hawaii. Carl
Puhina.
A woman answered there.
That sounds good right there, yeah.
All right. Well, you want to try.
What time is it in Hawaii though? Like plus 2 hours, so it'd be like 2 a.m. here.
No. It's
or for that for over there, 2 a.m.
It's like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock right now at night, 9, 10 o'clock. So you have a pretty good chance of getting
a lot.
Yeah. 9, 10 o'clock. You want to try them or what? What's going on?
I don't really.
Oh my god! But they're away. Alright, we're gonna have to disconnect on him. If you can turn your radio down when you call in, it'd be great. Everybody, yeah, KDK, everyone's saying you passed out. I don't know, man. Just chill out, man. It's okay. If you didn't pass out, you can take your drinks. It's okay. Anyway, again, that line is 888-278-8509 if you want to join into the show. I'm going to go ahead and, as I was trying to do before, we're going to set up our first prank call tonight. Caller, you just called in. If you want to call back in, please do. Didn't mean to disconnect on you, just I lost you there for a second. I think you went back to your computer speakers. You got to remember, when you're talking to me on the air, you got to talk through the phone only, or it won't make any sense. Fuck, man. Sorry about that, everybody. We're back on. Let me take this caller again here. You're on the Madhouse.
Hey, sorry, Charlie. Excuse me, man.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, look, I just got to cut off the air myself anyway, so I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on there, dude.
Yeah. Well, everything you're hearing is behind, like I said, so just stick to the phone when you're talking to me, you know what I mean?
All right. I'll keep talking if you just want to fix shit up there.
Oh, no, we're straight. We're straight. We're back on the air, and we're okay, man. All right, so you still want to do a call. Like I said, I'm getting numbers here through the... But,
All right. Whatever happens, man, just throw it out there, and we'll try to make it
okay,
fucking
well,
work.
Well, here, talk to Carl. How's that, man? You want to talk to Carl Pujina?
I can't. Right. Sure, why not? Okay. Carl Pujina.
Pujina in Hawaii. Carl Pujina.
Alright. I'm going to try to give it some beat, like some fucking Beach Boys flavor.
Hell yeah, do it, man. Alright, man. So it's 2:10 a.m., everybody. We're going to come back with our first prank call. Please, just one moment.
Give her.
Hello?
Mass! Pahuna, what's going on, man? Jesus Christ, you must be partying pretty hard out there, or what? Sir?
Huh?
I apologize, man. What's going on tonight, anyway?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, no. You're Pahuna, right?
No.
Well, who is this? I'm sorry, I just got this number from a buddy. It's supposed to be Pahuna's place, but if you can just guide me along here, that'd be great, man.
Pohina resident.
Pardon me?
Pohina resident.
Yeah, right on, man. You ready to party or what? You got some fucking tequila there or what's going on there? Pahuna, like Mass Pahuna! Pahuna? I don't want to talk to Pahuna. What's going on anyway? Like, sort of bother you, man, but Pahuna sounds like a fucking party name. I'm getting fucking right rowdy here. Let's get ready to fucking get down, give her now. Let's get in the party now. It's time to fucking season the party. Sir? Ready to party or
yeah,
please enter your destination number now.
I don't think he wants to party, man.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
I don't know, that was like my first song I pranked.
Well, you know, it wasn't
hope
bad.
That went alright.
There have been worse. It's okay. All good, man. Very good stuff. So you're in Canada then, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, how's Canada treating you?
It's rainy right now, but most people think it's snowing. But
yeah, is it cold yet? How cold is it getting now? Is it down in the 50s and shit now?
I can really honestly tell you because I don't know Fahrenheit. It's like still like 15 Celsius, so.
15.
You don't need a jacket. You just get fucking wet. That's about it.
That sucks. Alright. That sucks, man. That sucks.
Yeah, dude. Alright. So, I don't know. Do your thing and I'll call back in a bit.
Good deal, man. Alright, man. Well, hey, thanks for being on.
Oh, my pleasure, man.
Alright, man. Later.
Peace.
Alright, everybody. That was our friend from Canada. For some reason, I forget his name now. I apologize, sir. But, thank you very much for calling. And if you'd like to take his place, you can. Feel free to call in at 1-888. Woohoo! 1-888. Ooh, that sounds much better. 1-888-278-8509. 9. DTT, I don't know what's wrong with your connection to the stream. I got cut for a second. I got booted off the intranets, but I'm back on, so it's okay. Don't worry, DTT. Don't panic. Just keep listening if you're on PCU. Whoa, that's my pipe. If you're on PCU, you should hear me, and if not, you should probably catch me later. What the fuck is going on? Yeah, alright, KDK says go on as long as I want, and I think I'll do that. By all means, let me do a... Yeah, okay, good. My J came out in the right place. Let me kick this faggot here. I'm gonna kick somebody. Boom. Ooh, I can't. Damn it, man, I can't. Anyway, let me get back over here in the gizmo and try Milkman one more time. See if we get my boy on here in the line. If not, we're gonna have to call that quits. In 3, 2, hello. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. That's it for Milkman. That's it for Gizmo. I don't think they're going to be on tonight. I'm sorry, guys. I know you're broken up. And we lost our caller. Sorry about that. Whoever was calling from Michigan, please call back. I apologize. You couldn't hear me. Again, that's 888-278-8509. Let's take this next caller here in the line. You're on the Madhouse.
Who are you?
This is Carlito Brigante. How are you?
Well, this is Arnold. He says Misery. Does you have a show?
Misery has a show, but it's a little gay, you know?
Don't get out of it now, because it's not working.
Yeah, his Misery shows is a bunch of shit, you know what I mean?
Misery is everything for me. He supported my politics. But who are you anyway?
You sound like the governor, man. What's up?
Are you from Mars?
Alright, I was in the middle of smoking. Who's this? Is this Misery?
Misery? No.
No.
I am not Misery.
No.
Misery is a very fine friend of mine.
Oh,
yeah? Can't support me when I came for governor in California.
Governor. Nice, man. Hey, man, fuck California, though, man. California can kiss my ass, you know what I mean?
What's wrong with California? I'll put it from the ground up.
Huh? You're gonna sink it to you, faggot. It's what you're gonna do.
You know what you gotta do?
Yeah, what?
You go back to Mars so I can kill you now.
Yeah, what? You want to rumble, man? Come on, old man.
Yeah, let's get back to my spaceship. Maybe we could do a total recon, huh?
Whatever, man. Old ass, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you ain't shit.
I am not old, okay?
You are,
I could beat you by 3 times as much, but I don't care.
You weigh like 300 pounds right now, and that's all fat.
Who are you?
Who are you? You do a very good who are you, that's for sure. It sounds just like the soundboard, man.
Who is your daddy? What does he do?
Very good. This is the best on the phone Schwarzenegger we've had ever on the Madhouse, to let you tell you the truth. So.
Arnold?
Arnold, the best Arnold, yes, the best Arnold.
But this is Arnold. But what are you talking about? Maria's right here with me. You want to talk to my wife?
Yeah, put her up.
Never mind, she's in bed right now. Sorry.
He's in bed right now.
Yeah.
Man, that is sick. Come on, man. Who is this? Someone here knows me. Who's on the air?
I have nobody. No. Nobody knows me. Only for the government officers.
Fuck the government.
Maybe Sylvester Stallone. I don't know. Maybe I can. But I think my president will beat him any time.
Do you think that you will be reelected?
I don't care. Okay.
Will you run for reelection? Tell us. Will you run for reelection? We want to know here on the Madhouse.
There's no re-election, okay? The president, I'm going for 2008. But if Christopher Walken goes for president, I might be his vice president.
Everybody, you heard it here first. Arnold Schwarzenegger live in the Madhouse announcing he will not be running for re-election in the 2000 whatever election. Whatever the fuck is up.
I'm going to be the president of the universe, the whole galaxy. Everybody down. Who are you? You must be, you must be a
what was that?
Animal.
It sounds like you just shit at animals. What you just did right now?
Not much on Mars. I can't talk right now.
I want to hear Arnold Schwarzenegger taking a shit. Can you do that for me?
Okay, let me go talk to the director right now.
All right, hurry up.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Maria, don't worry about it. I'm just going to take a shitter.
Shitter. A scheiße.
Okay. I'm in the toilet.
Okay.
It's very small.
You don't have to go in the toilet. You don't have to go in the toilet, you know.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's,
all right. Yeah.
It's very expensive. Don't worry.
Okay. You must have a huge toilet, a walk-in toilet. Wow.
Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm cheating on you, okay? No problem?
Okay, I'll open up. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm gonna go. Ah! Ah! Yeah! Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Arnold got to go right now. I got to bang on Maria.
Oh,
she has to see my shit.
Alright, well.
Okay.
Please,
I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Alright.
Stay down for you. Okay. That's it done.
Uh-huh.
That's it done. 2008.
Alright.
Okay.
Alright,
okay.
Bye. All right, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Holy shit, that was good. I've always wanted to hear Arnold Schwarzenegger take a shit, and I think that was a very good representation of it. Yeah, Christopher Walken running for president. I saw that site. It's very interesting. Let me go into local news here while I get ready to make another call. Apparently, Chris Rock took a line from Kanye West on the national... on the national front, the national telethon that was on tonight, God, like all the networks that were PBS, ABC, NBC, all the fucking piece of shit networks that I don't watch anyway, because they have a bunch of shit shows anyway. The fuck is that? The Cablevision system has issued a required weekly test for the following... blah, blah, blah. Oh, Boogie Nights is on. Boogie Nights is a good movie. Anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, Chris Rock was on the telethon, and you all know how Kanye West came out and said that George Bush hates black, doesn't care about black people, and all that shit. Well, he took a line, and I think he says George Bush doesn't care about midgets, and it came across really funny. I haven't seen it, but I read the article about that, and I can't wait to find a copy of that. George Bush does not care about midgets, and we all knew that he doesn't care about midgets. I don't necessarily think that he doesn't care about black people. I think he doesn't care about the unfortunates, really what it is, but I'm no fan of Bush myself. For all you Republicans out there, don't take any offense. I mean, I did vote for him the first time. I was young. I was foolish. I was like 20. Didn't know what the hell I was doing, and I voted for the guy, but I'll never make that mistake again, and I didn't. I voted for Ralph Nader. No, I didn't. I voted for John Kerry. And it didn't work, especially here in Florida. Fuck Florida, man. Speaking of which, here's Kanye West for you guys so you know what I'm talking about.
The city has changed dramatically, tragically, and perhaps irreversibly. There's now over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods.
I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give. And just to imagine if I was down there and those are...
Jesus Christ. How unprepared and how nervous can you be on TV? This Kanye sounds and looks... I can watch him now in video. Of course, you guys can't. You can just hear. But he's next to Mike Myers, you know, Austin Powers and shit, Saturday Night Live fame. Next to Kanye West, who has his hands in his fucking pockets and is nervous as all hell for some reason. He's stumbling. He sounds like a five-year-old kid knowing that he's going to pull some kind of prank on his teacher and is just stumbling on every word because any second he's going to say something that's just going to shock everybody. So, obviously, we knew something was coming here. Let's keep listening.
Those are my people down there. So anybody out there that...
Those are your people, right. Yeah, you're one of the poor black people.
Wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor... the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is, Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
And shoot us. They've given permission for them, they, whoever they is, has given them, whoever them is, to go shoot us, black people, rich black people like Kanye was. Whatever you say, man.
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating, is the lasting damage to the...
Everybody listen to Mike Myers try to shift the focus off of Kanye West here.
Survivors will to rebuild and remain in the area. The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
I just cut it off. Everybody, here is the big payoff of everything.
Of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Please call...
he looks right into the TV camera and says, George Bush doesn't care about black people, all breathless, like, oh my god. And then who do they show next but
in the past few days,
Chris Tucker in the past few days is wannabe Michael Jackson wannabe ass fucking Chris Tucker, most unfunny. He was funny back when he came out, when he was a shit. The first, what was that movie, oh man, the Bruce Willis movie with the fucking future and the chick with the, I don't know, whatever. He was funny back in his day, back in Friday and shit, but now it's just all a bunch of crap. Anyway, moving on, everybody. Let's take a look at what's coming in through the chat room from Lonesome Loser. I've got a Pizza Paradiso. I've got a Aikahi Park Shopping Center Domino's Pizza, Big Kahuna Pizza, BJ's Chicago Pizzeria in Hawaii, the Boogie Woogie Pizza Inc. in Pahoa, Hawaii, or someone answered very recently. Whoever called in with the Arnold, that was awesome. I think that was one of my boys from Sinklands. Whoever that was, let me know when you get a chance. And, big shout out to Uber. Uber Soldat, who was in the chat room. He's another one of my good friends from the Sing Clans, who I've been affiliated with for just over a year now. Good people. I'd like to welcome all of them for joining in to PCU and listening to the Madhouse tonight. Thank you very much. You guys rock. All right, let's go ahead and try to get another call here on the air. Everybody, bear with me. It is now 2:29 p.m. And yeah, Domino's Pizza does fucking suck. That's the worst pizza. It's at the bottom of the totem pole. As far as it's concerned, I will not eat Domino's pizza. You can offer that shit to me free, I won't eat it. I'll pass free pizza only if it's Domino's. I'll take frozen pizza over fucking Domino's nasty ass, crap ass, give you gas pizza. I always get gas when I eat fucking Domino's. Anyway, alright, well, let me get this fucking prank on. That's what you guys are here for. It's 2:30, and we'll be calling some kind of pizza place somewhere in Hawaii in a second here. I'll be right back on the Madhouse.
Yeah, how you doing there, Sal?
You're breaking up pretty badly there.
God damn it, can you hear me now?
Oh, I got you now.
Great. Hey, look there, buddy. Look, I just went in there. You got them donuts?
We got them donuts?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, sir. Look, you got them donuts over there?
No, we got no donuts.
What do you mean you got no donuts? What the fuck are you talking about, you got no donuts?
Hey, we got no donuts, jerky.
What the fuck you playing with, huh? Don't fuck around me on the phone. Huh? I'm a busy man.
Yeah, well, I'm a busy guy, too, so we got no donuts here.
Look, you rat son of a bitch. Look, you rat son of a bitch. Don't fuck around
with me. Hey, listen, Zipperneck.
Hey, listen, son of a bitch. The world isn't about the jerky boys, bitch.
Oh, God. No donuts here.
You're just going to fucking laugh at me all night, aren't you?
Yeah, who is this, Michael?
This is Carlito.
Carlito.
Yeah, Carlito. How you doing, man?
Carlito.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
All right. No, pizza.
Look,
pizza.
You're on my radio show right now, man.
Are we really?
Yeah, you are.
I'm swearing. You can't put me on there.
No, you're on internet radio. We talk all we want. You can say...
Really, huh?
Cock, shit, fuck, pussy, cunt.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
huh? All right, so listen. If you want the real deal, you want the best pizza that there is, I don't care. Even beyond the shores of Hawaii, you want to be at Boston Pizza, because we're the real thing.
Boston, fuck.
There is no better.
Are you... Fucking, are you from Boston and shit?
Yeah, how about you?
Nah, fuck Boston, man. Boston ain't shit.
Huh?
Red Sox suck.
Everybody got to have an opinion. Yeah, that's why they make chocolate. That's why they make vanilla, you know?
That's why they make faggots.
I mean, there's only two teams I vote for.
That's
the Red Sox and anybody that loses to them.
That's why they make faggots from Boston, too, right?
They make what?
That's why faggots come from Boston, too, right?
Faggots?
Faggots, man. Faggots.
Faggots?
Faggots. Gays. Oh.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, fuck Boston and fuck the Irish.
Well, thank God for the faggots, because it takes them out of the competition, like, you know what I mean?
Whatever, y'all get married, y'all do that gay shit over there in Boston, don't you?
That's all right, you know, that's all right. Then there's more room for the real people, you know?
It's a modern,
this way here, there's more girls around for us.
It's a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you going to do, you know?
God's going to reclaim you like New Orleans is what's going to happen.
That's all right. That's why we live over here, you know?
Hawaii's dirty, too.
I could really care what happens to that whole mainland.
Hawaii's dirty, too. Hawaii's a bunch of shit. Hawaii's going to go down, too.
Well, you know, there's an airplane ticket for you right out of here if you don't like it.
Fuck,
there's plenty of room in the world for you.
You know, if I'm gonna pollute as much as I can here in Hawaii. I'm gonna throw all of my trash everywhere.
Really? Someone will catch you. Someone will catch you.
No, they ain't gonna catch. There's no Americans here in charge.
It don't matter.
There's
someone
no
will
Americans
catch
you. Americans in charge.
You don't want to do that
I'm,
bad.
I'm an
well,
American.
You, if you go ahead and do that bad stuff, because someone will catch you.
What are you not gonna do nothing? What are you
there's a
do?
Price. There's a price to pay for
you
all.
You tell me, if I came into your place right now and took a big shit on the floor, what would you do?
Beat the shit out of you.
You try.
Yeah.
But you're from Boston, so you can't do shit.
Well, you know
I'm
what?
From, you know where I'm from? I'm from New York, man. We don't play with you. We don't know how to handle you people in Massachusetts.
That's right.
That's right, man.
That's
so,
right.
So what's up? You got a problem or what? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Your pizza sucks, too.
That's all right, buddy.
Your pizza sucks. You put pineapple in that
why
fucking...
Why don't you come down here? Why don't you come and see
why
me?
Why don't I? Because that's what you
hey,
want.
Come on
you,
down.
You, I know you want to suck
I'll
my dick. I know you want to suck my dick as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, see? You admit it. You admit it. That's
right.
All that's all
that's
Boston's
right.
about.
Bring it down here, Carlito.
All the faggots in Boston is ready to suck
yeah,
dick.
That's right.
Just like the Red Sox suck dick,
that's
too.
That's right, because you have to do this stuff.
Fuck the
so this is a very interesting radio you have.
It is.
Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know?
It
because,
is,
like, that's... It just shows me that you have, like, nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do
yeah?
this all the time. I get lots
this
of
this is what you do, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talk stupid.
Yeah, yeah. And all the dumb hoes pick up in Boston, that's for sure.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
People, everybody loves this shit, man.
Not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Well, anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
Wow, that's right.
And, well, like you said, everybody, that's why God gave us choices, right? Whatever the fuck you just said, right?
Somebody gave us choices.
Somebody did. Yeah, well, all right, man. Well, you're going to hell. That's all I got to say.
That's all right.
All right, man. Well,
as long as we have fun.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll see you in hell then, buddy. All right, tough guy.
All right, listen.
Yeah,
take it easy.
All right, Chief.
Bye.
No, I feel bad. He was kind of like a nice guy. That guy did sound like a... He sounded like a sexy Zolar. Mike and T says. Mike and TY. Whatever. Is that Mike and T or Mike and TY? I don't know what to say ever. I think it's Mike and TY. Irish only hit their women. That's true. Yeah, if I was a woman down there with a skirt, you'd probably hit me. KDK, don't take any offense to me making fun of gays. I love gay people. I love gay men. No, I don't. Well, let's see what's going on here. Peopleoid is sending me, hey, check this out. You need some backstory before you use these numbers. There are the numbers for two notorious hillbilly and confirmed inbred ladies from back in my hometown. They live in a shack, listen to police scanners on the front porch all day, and they talk with a hillbilly voice you have never heard before. These two numbers are for inside of the same house. So, he doesn't know which, if I can, but it would be crazy funny if you were to three-way call them and make them wake each other up. Anyway, here come the numbers, and folks are crazy inbred, and he sends me the numbers of Evelyn and Helena. I guess they're related because they have the same last name. So, yeah, most definitely, I'll give, I love calling hillbilly women up. They're great to bash on, so we'll try that. Let me see what else is going on in the chat room. People are talking about that last call, about the donuts, and everything. That guy was interesting. He tried hating on me, but whatever. Alright, everybody, if you want to join in the show, someone tried to call during that call. By all means, please try to call me back. The number is 888-278-8509. Once again, that's 888-278-8509. Also, if you want to reach me on AOL, AOL Instant Messenger, you can reach me at Madhouse Live. Once again, no, fuck that. Reach me at Madhouse Radio. I always do that shit. Madhouse Radio on AOL. Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse Live Radio, Madhouse
But fuck me, man. I can't do this shit right. Yahoo is Madhouse PCU Radio. I'm high off my ass. Madhouse PCU Radio. And MSN is Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. Okay. Get my bearings here. I've got a bunch of... Yeah, I guess I would have liked to have called that Badass Coffee, but apparently they're not legit. But we'll call the Carter family here. As a request from Peepoid, everybody. So, hang on, maybe they're still awake. We'll see. I don't know where they are. That's a 506 area code. I have no idea where the 506 is.
The number is 8.
You're on the Madhouse.
Hey, what's up, Carlito? Hey. Screw me again.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
Nah, trying to keep it different, anyway.
Trying to keep it different.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird hearing the stream and hearing my voice, and it's completely different timing. So I'm gonna turn down the stream.
Yeah, a very good idea.
And yeah, I don't know. Let's keep it real. Let's make shit happen.
How old are you?
I'm actually 23 right now.
23.
I turned 23 on the 6th of August.
On the 6th. So, did you drink more alcohol before or after you turned 21?
Definitely after.
Do you think George Bush hates black people?
Absolutely. I think you Americans have to wake up.
Right.
That's my personal opinion. Not that Canada is any worse or any better.
Right.
But our corruption is worth millions, and your corruption is worth hundreds of billions.
That's right.
So that's my opinion, you know. But I would never join the army.
You wouldn't, huh?
Hmm. Yeah, not that I want to make this a political hour, but...
No, that's fine, we can get political.
It's getting pretty ridiculous, and you people aren't really understanding it.
Man, what do you mean, you people?
You people, I don't mean that in like a racist sense.
I mean,
Americans in general, you guys all realize the fact that it's getting pointless, but you can't do anything about it, and that's what I find humorous about the whole factor.
America's just nostalgic for the 50s and 60s, and they're trying to believe that it's still the 50s
Absolutely.
And 60s, but it's not.
Absolutely.
It's not the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, it's the... It's fucking 2000. I almost said the 90s. It's 2005,
but,
and shit's changed. The technology and everything has made other countries, you know, viable politically and economically.
I think the biggest laugh of it all is that you think you're a democracy. And if you look at the voting history and you look at the past, that's you're anything but a democracy.
Right. Right.
And that's what you're fighting for.
But
on a lighter note, I don't want to get into that shit.
Cause okay, well, we don't have to.
It's, I don't know, 12:30 here, and I'm ready to have some fun, but...
All
right. I'm just calling it even.
All right, well, have you been drinking tonight or anything? What's going on?
Absolutely. I don't know, for some reason, but my welfare family has really turned me on to beer and, like, Clamato.
Welfare,
you know, when you mix that shit together, it's pretty stupid.
Ew, dude.
And, like, it's pretty trick,
trick
drink, but if you drink, like, 15 in a row, you get pretty fucking pissed, eh? So,
wait, you're mixing beer and Clamato.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of
you could even mix the cheapest beer. Like, I'm talking, like, OEs, right?
Right.
You could do that and mix it with, like, I don't know, an ounce of Clamato, and it makes the beer just that much better. You just have to try it for, like, you know, a couple sessions, and then you're hooked.
But isn't Clamato's clam juice and tomato juice, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, like malt shit. Or you could even just do straight tomato juice. But it tastes like absolute shit for, like, the first, like, couple drinks.
Uh-huh.
But then you get used to it, and then you're like, Jesus, fuck, this is, like, an actual pretty good drink. And then you could drink, like, OEs and stuff like nothing. So,
right, well,
it's a pretty cheap drunk.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Alright, well, a pretty cheap drunk.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, fuck, man. Well, I might have to look into that. That sounds nasty as hell, but I'll take your Canadian word for it, man. That's insane.
Absolutely, man. We're just looking like in out, get grabbed, dollar bill, yo.
Dollar bill, yo. Well, cash rules everything around me. Right on, man. All right, well, hey, you keep listening to the show. You stay black, all right, man?
I'm doing the best I can.
You're doing good. You're doing well. I thank you for joining in and spread the word to all your 23-year-old friends. Hey, what are the laws in Canada? You're 23. What's the youngest you can sleep with? 18 right now?
Actually, I believe it's 14, but you're not going to cut me off like that, right? We're going to prank before you cut me off, right?
Well, you want to do another prank. Well, the last one, I
absolutely.
Don't know. There were some complaints about the last one. I don't know, man. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me see here again. We got the Grinds Cafe and Espresso. I can only get business.
Well, no, when you do me shit like that, like the Grinds Espresso, like, what do you expect? It's going to be shit either way, right?
No, you just jump in there and say some crazy shit. It's all. I mean, if someone's answering at 2:38 and it's only like 8:00 over there, you get in and just say some bullshit story about you came in and something happened. It's really all you got to go with. It's not. All
right. Well, hook it up and I'll work with it.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
But when you're dealing me crap like that and you're telling me that I'm sucking on air, that's not cool.
I didn't say you suck on air, dude. I just said that some people were saying some shit about your last call. That's all I said, man. I need to take offense. All
right, well, let's make it happen, then.
All right, let's make it happen. All right, dude. All right, calm down. All right, everybody. Tough guy's going to be on the line here, and we'll have the next prank call. Be back in just one moment. You're listening to The Madhouse.
Brothers and sisters, we're going to have church tonight. And tonight this speaker is Reverend Rufus Jackson.
I wake up praising God every day.
Hold now. Para mensajes en español, marque.
Watch the butterflies hit the wall. And if you're feeling down, give your boy a call.
You have
it takes the stress away. That's why Bizarre smoke 10 blunts a day. It's nothing but the sticky, icky, green stuff. Light it, pass it, and take a puff. Having a bad day, stop by my house. Most likely, I got a blunt in my mouth. So sit down, relax, and chill. And if you don't smoke weed, then shit, I got some pills. What you need, girl, to fucking refill? A fat bag of weed and some Happy Meals. Nah, baby, I don't smoke Newports. Only fat bags of weed in this escort.
Thank you for calling Grimes. This is Ivana speaking.
Hi, Ivana. Jesus. You didn't sound that friendly like 10 minutes ago when I was in there.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. I was just wondering why, I come in there and I order, a big brew and you're acting all uppity.
Me?
You know, Yeah, you sound just the same as when I walked in. And I don't mean to sound rude or anything like that, but you guys are really off your mark tonight. Like your people called me a faggot tonight, and that was absolutely uncalled for.
Wait, what?
Excuse me?
I'm trying to understand here. Somebody called you a what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize for the belligerence, but your people call me a faggot tonight, and I come there like every other day, and I was absolutely appalled by it. And I completely cannot understand your rationale.
Which order is this?
She was blonde, and I've come there about every other day now, and everything has gone just great, except for tonight, when it was, my coffee was just a tad too cold, and I asked her to warm it up, and she gave me such attitude, and I was absolutely appalled when she's like, here's your fucking order, faggot, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Who said this?
You know, Pardon me?
Who said this to you?
I really don't recall her name, but it was long blonde hair. She had a ponytail. And all I wanted to do was warm up my Frappuccino and just do my thing like I do every other day,
mm-hmm.
and that was it.
I don't
want to cause a scene or anything, but I just had to let you know that this is just...
That's
can
terrible.
I do? Pardon me?
When was this? When did this happen?
Approximately, I don't know, what is it, about an hour and a half ago.
An hour and a half? We don't even have any waitresses with blonde hair working tonight.
No, about an hour and a half ago. I just asked her to warm up my Frappuccino, and that was it. She gave me a stare like it was death, and I mean, it was warm right after she gave me it, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, my heart stopped. It was like, I'm still fuming over it, and I don't really understand what to do. Like, I can come back in there and raise shit, but I'm really not like that. What do you suggest? Like,
I'm just confused right now because we don't even have any blonde waitresses working the last hour and a half. I'm the only girl here, and I haven't even made a cappuccino tonight.
Jesus.
This was an hour and a half ago, you say?
Absolutely, yeah.
And a blonde waitress said this to you?
Pretty much blonde, yeah. Like, I mean, I wasn't really paying much attention till she delivered me the cup, and I was on my way out, and I was... That was, like, I'm still... It's like a blur, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like a blur.
And this was tonight.
I don't... Pardon me?
This was this evening.
Absolutely. It was an hour and a half ago. And I came in, and... I ordered, and, I mean, I was doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Right, you know, sitting there with my iBook and shit, and I go up and I order another, and she gives me the shit, and I'm staring at her, like, she doesn't know what she's doing, and she just turns away, like, it's not a big deal. And then I turn to her, I'm like, you know, and I stare at her, and she just smiles politely and leaves. But she knew exactly what was wrong. And I'm still fuming. I have your mug. I paid $10.99 for your mug. And what do I get from it? Nothing. All I get from it is attitude. You know? And I'd be happy with cock, but no attitude. Not even cock and attitude.
Yeah.
All I get is a plain fucking look. I'm sorry. Jesus, I swore. I didn't mean to swear. All I get is a plain attitude. Pardon me?
No, that's okay. I understand.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just very fucking... I apologize again. I am very irate.
Yeah.
Right now, all I get is attitude and a shitty shitty coffee. I apologize. You know? And then she stares at me like a blank stare. I didn't get no fucking sprinkles. I didn't get no fucking whipped cream. I didn't get offered fucking cinnamon from your goddamn... I'm sorry. I'll be okay. Just give me 1 second. Pardon me?
I apologize for this. I can't even think of any waitress that would be so rude.
Neither can I, but... Just give me 1 second. I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Okay. Now I'm ready. Now I'm ready. Okay. So. I'm the other day with my iBook. You know, I care about you people. You guys are a corporate media whore, but I just don't want coffee is this shit. Just coffee is this shit. But I'm gonna call in there. I think she's pretty new because I haven't seen her before. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna come in there, right? And what she did, she filled it up, and it was that she don't. Oh, that was fake.
How can you? Are you gonna complain? How can you complain to your culprit? I'm not looking for freebies. I'm just looking for an apology.
I'm sorry. I apologize for whoever would say such a horrible thing. I can't even think of anyone that would be so rude to a customer.
I can't think of it either. I wear a pink shirt, but that didn't mean shit. I'm sorry. I can't let me carry the weight out, but okay, I'm calming down. Okay, ma'am, what was your name?
My name is Lana.
Lana?
Yeah, I've been.
That's the bit.
Pardon? 3 o'clock, and I've been like the only girl waitress on, and I don't have blonde hair.
You're fucking kidding me. Was it? Cause
no, I mean,
it was you.
It was not you, sir. I would never say anything like that to anyone. And I have dark hair. Very
dark hair. You have dark hair. You dark hair too. Okay, Lana. Is that your name?
Yes.
Oh, you're kinda cutting out really bad, but I'm gonna do the best I can.
I am?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with your Starbucks phone, but it's cutting out. Can you hear me now? Okay. Let me calm down for just a minute. And okay, you're telling me that she wasn't working tonight?
I'm the only female working. Before three o'clock, there was a blonde waitress working, but she never puts her hair in a ponytail. It's always blonde.
No, it wasn't in a ponytail. You're right. You're goddamn right. It wasn't in a ponytail. Because that's what I remember. If I remember anything tonight, she wasn't in a goddamn ponytail. I don't want to grab it. She knew what she did. I'm sorry. I'm gonna hang up. I apologize.
I don't understand.
Go ahead. You don't understand me. That's the main point of this all.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what happened. I just...
Okay. Let me reiterate exactly what happened. Let me reiterate exactly it all. I'm sorry. Okay. I came in there, right? Okay, you follow me.
Okay, after the sun went down?
Pardon me?
Was this after the sun went down or before?
The sun went, I don't know.
Okay.
I think it was about 7 o'clock. I don't know if the sun went down or not. Jesus, I don't know the subtitle equinox. How the fuck am I... I'm sorry, I swear, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
You have 2 minutes
remaining. Oh, that's not cool. That was very much long, though, so I apologize.
Yeah, that's quite a right. Hang on here. Alright, you there, dude?
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, that was way too long.
Yeah, well, that's fine. It was good, though. It was pretty good. Hang on.
I hope it was decent, at least, because that was pretty much bullshit on my end.
No, it sounded cool, though. No, it was cool, man. It was cool. It was cool.
Well,
I gotta scramble for a full cart now, though. I don't know what I'm going to do phone card wise here. Hopefully someone can send me a phone card. I think Milkman's still on.
All right, well, if you're in it even farther, man, let me know and we'll tag team shit.
Okay, all right, man, no problem. All right, man, well, thanks for calling, dude.
Thank you.
All right, you had a great call. Thank you, man.
All right,
everybody. That was our Canadian caller once again, coming through with another prank call, and now I am all of a sudden out of minutes. Apparently, I remember now, I think Katie K might have been using that card also, I don't know, whatever. But fuck. That was an interesting call. Let me check in the chat room. Yeah, I got a bunch of numbers here coming in from Misery, sending me some stuff, some really funny names here on the chat. Let me pull those up here. Okay, I've got a Brickwood Cummings. Brickwood Cummings in Hawaii. A Puanani Cummings in Hawaii also. He's telling me, and that's true, that is begging a call. Puanani Cummings. My God. But in 2 minutes, I don't think I can do it. What I'm going to have to do is take a break and see if I can figure out a way to get some more calls on here on the air. Matter of fact, fuck that. I know what to do. All right, everybody, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back, and what I'm going to do is just get myself set up so I can get a hold of some more minutes here, and I'm going to do a few more prank calls before we call it a night. We got another call on the line now. Hang on here a second. You're on the Madhouse.
Yeah, how you doing, Carly?
Yeah, what's good, man? How you doing, Dupe? Is
good,
Dupe?
Good. This Dupe. Is Dupe.
I call you Dupe, my man. What's up, man?
Yeah. Good.
Good. Hey, man, I've got a crisis. I just ran out of phone card juice. I got like 2 minutes or 1 minute left, I think, or something now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, it sucks. What's been good, man? What you been up to?
Just started school up, taking film courses.
Taking film courses?
Yeah.
We're looking to get into, like filming stuff, or, like, what exactly?
Yeah, making, like, experimental type films, concept films, b-boy films, stuff like that.
That's cool. You going to a dedicated film school or like a university with a film college on it?
University with a film college on it.
All right, that's
They're
cool.
One of the top 10 experimental programs.
All right, that's cool. That's
United
cool.
States.
Well, it's definitely, that's good. That's good. That's a good thing to get into, man.
Yeah. I already got a computer science running, so that funds everything.
Okay. Yeah, I was a comp sci major, but I dropped out.
Nice. I dropped out, but I got like 20 credits to finish up, so I'm kind of doing both at the same time.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I decided not to go for CompSci because all the good jobs got outsourced, it looks like, around here at least. Like, there was a lot of outsourcing from the 90s out, so not much money in it. But.
What you going to do now?
What am I going to do now? I'm going to take a break. I'm going to try to get another phone card here so I can make some more calls, man. That's what I'm going to try to do.
Okay, well, I'll let you take a break. You get a card, maybe I could do some pranks.
Yeah, just call me back. If you hear me that I got another card I'm set up, just give me a call, and then we'll get that working.
All right, stay chill, Carly.
All right, no problem. I'll talk to you later.
Peace.
All right, peace. All right, man, that's Dupe, everybody. Dupe in the chat room. Thank you for calling. Dupe, and I forgot to tell him. I think I mentioned to him already. He has a prank call on my page at madhouselive.com. That's... MadhouseLive.com. You can hear Dupe's prank call he did to a KFC in Hawaii, which was goddamn freaking hilarious. Pay him at 54 strats. Oh, good luck. What the hell was that? Milkman says some crazy shit sometimes, man. Anyway, I got to take that break so I can make some more calls. I'm bullshitting, guys. I'm going to be right back in a second. So, everybody just chill out for a few minutes. I'll play some music. And we'll come back and we'll do some more calls. It is now 3:02 a.m. Eastern, and you're listening to The Madhouse on PCU Radio.
The Madhouse will be back right after this.
Fuck your life,
nigga. Fuck your life,
nigga. Nigga, fuck my life.
You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com.